It's number 81, Carter Long, who will do the kicking. And he will kick it deep.
A decent kick, yeah.
Line drive to Garrett Summers. Picks it up to 15. Tries to find a crease to the 25. Now he's got one on the outside. Able to bounce it outside. He's at midfield, down the sideline. Cuts back in, and he'll be taken down in Mayo territory at the Alcona 45, at the Mayo 45-yard line.
Yeah, and that's, like we said, that's a rarity for them to actually kick deep to the returner, especially a returner as good as Alcona has. But good, you know, honestly, good kick coverage there. 45-yard line isn't that crazy for eight-man football for a starting field position. So nice. I think I like the beginning decision here by the Thunderbolts.
I'm all for always kicking it deep. See what you can do.
And it's funner. It's fun to see these guys in space do their work.
Summers will lead them to the line in the empty set. That's very un-Alcona. Look at that.
That is the anti-Alcona that I know.
Four wide receivers.
Here's the motion.
Summers,
wait for it.
By himself. Going to bring a man in motion. Snap. Summers going to roll out left. Look like he's looking to pass. Firing deep down the field. It's a little bit short. Jump ball, and it's knocked away. Good defense by number 81, Carter Long, for Mayo. They were looking for number 14, Richie Schott.
And that's what I called using your head, because what he did is he put his arms up, got his helmet in front of the receiver, and it bonked her off the back of his helmet. So, hey, he didn't touch him. That's a clean play. No flag. And I was hoping they didn't throw a flag, because he got in front of his face. He face guarded him, but he didn't touch him.
You can use your whole, he's using his, the whole body to try and play defense right there. I like it. Back into shotgun with a running back this time is Garrett Summers, two wide receivers to the right, brings Bullis in motion, snap, give right up the gut to Schott. Schott's going to gain 4 yards on the play and be taken down at the 35-yard line, excuse me, at the 40-yard line. And, well, that's not what you want to see. Schott comes up limping on the first play.
Oh, it was a good tackle, good open field tackle by number 20, tackle, excuse me, by Gunnar Gifford. Great name.
Gunnar Gifford is a great name. Third down and 5 from the 45-yard line, from the 40-yard line. We'll get these numbers right eventually. They're only marked right in front of me.
It's okay. It's still week one. I know it's our second game, but it is still week one. It's our first Friday Night Lights. When the lights come on, they're not on yet, but
they will. They will be on. Third down and 5. Summers in the pistol now. Snap, turn, give, right up the gut. Bouncing outside. Enough for a first down. Down the sideline is number 42. That's Colin Walker. And Walker's got plenty for a first down, taken down at the Mayo 29.
And great blocking up front, upfield, that got the first down from number 42. That is going to be Colin Walker. Okay, that's the first time I said his name. Had great blocking up front. Gave him about 10 extra yards to get that nice first down.
Nice cutback, good vision on the running back,
yeah,
too. That play was not designed to go to the right. That play was designed to go up the middle. He found the cutback lane himself. So it is first and 10 at the Mayo 29, opening drive of the game here for Alcona. Again in the pistol there is Summers. Walker behind him, snap. Give to Walker up the gut. Stopped at the line, and there is a penalty flag in there, so we'll see what this is.
It was almost immediate off the snap, so I'd have to think a procedure.
It is a hold, so an immediate hold.
That was a very fast hold
by an Alcona player. And so that will set up first down and 20. And again, I mentioned this yesterday, but I'll mention it again, that it does not matter this year. Now, this one I think was right on the line.
Yeah, it had to be.
It does not matter this year whether it was on the line or not. It will be a 10-yard penalty if the hold is in the backfield. It'll be a 10-yard penalty from the line of scrimmage, not from the spot of the foul.
So you're not going to get a holding on a screen block 5 yards back.
Yeah, then you could essentially call it a 5-yard penalty,
right,
at that point.
Exactly.
Summers is by himself now, backing up into shotgun here on first and 20. Four wide receivers. Brings man in motion. That's Bullis. Snap. It's going to be just quarterback run. Off tackle to the left. Summers trying to find room on the sideline, and he'll step out of bounds towards the original line of scrimmage, and actually right at the original line of scrimmage, and so it'll be second down and 10.
Yeah, nice little sweep there. Good blocking. Only thing that stopped him was the sideline.
Thin field got him.
Yeah, if it's a regular field, he's gone. But it's not. It's a thinner field.
Thin field got him. Second down and 10 from the Mayo 29. They actually marked him down at the 28, so I guess that's a gain of 11, and we'll set up second down and 9. Walker is behind Summers, who's in the pistol. Again, two wide receivers to the right. They shift Walker next to Summers. There's the snap. Give to Walker, met in the backfield. He's able to fight to the line of scrimmage. But a good rush by two or three Mayo Thunderbolts, led by number 40,
Jay Brusher.
We again have a roster that is not in numerical order.
It's in class order. So there's one senior and all, or two seniors, excuse me, and a whole bunch of 11th graders. Yep. But it is A order, not complete chaos. Like
it
yesterday.
Is, I guess, some type of order. It is not an order we want.
It's better than yesterday.
Not an announcer order, that's for sure.
But yeah, he shot the gap. He was there immediately. That's a great, great tackle there, sir.
They're going to say Walker got back to the line. Third and nine, clear four down territory on the Mayo 29. Snap to Summers. Straight drop back pass. Looking right side. Has a receiver. It's caught by Bullis, but not really going much of anywhere. Taken down at the 26. That's a pickup of only two on the play and bring up fourth and seven.
I want to say that's number 12 on the great open field tackle. We'll call that Gavin Knepp, the quarterback, I believe. Yep. So we talked about their defensive toughness. I am impressed, at least early on, by the Thunderbolts defense. It definitely doesn't look as porous as what they did last year.
Oh, no. This wouldn't have happened last year. There was none of this last
right.
year. This is already more stops than what we saw last year, and I'm only half joking on
right.
that. This has been a much improved, and you're seeing the toughness out of my only with two down linemen here, so they're going to look to play the pass. Summers by himself in shotgun, snap, drop back to pass, has pressure, fire in his face, but he's got a wide open receiver down the field. It's Bullis, caught at the five and into the end zone. Touchdown, Alcona Tigers, as Jeremiah Bullis got behind the defense.
Yeah, I think it must have been some sort of miscommunication. There was two defenders 10 yards away from the receiver there. I'm assuming one was going to play up, one should have played back. Just a little miscommunication there. Great touchdown there for the Tigers, though.
Just a nice, easy throw. They sent a blitz at Summers. He had to throw under pressure. Nice throw. A little bit short of where Bullis was, but you mentioned
yeah, he's
with all
open.
The space,
yeah.
he still had time to catch it and get into the end zone.
And that's
zone.
Where the vertical space you talked about comes into speak.
It's like I know a thing or two.
You do.
Two-point conversion here for Alcona. Snap to Summers. Roll out right. He's going to look to run, and he's got the corner, and he is in. So 8:28 remaining in our first quarter. Alcona on the board first. They are up 8-0 on Hits FM, your power station for sports. Eight nothing, Alcona Tigers. 8:28 to play in our first quarter. They take the ball, drive down the field, and score. And now it's Mayo who gets their shot. Here's the kick. Line drive kick fielded at the 35-yard line, up to the 40. Bouncing back and now cutting upfield again. Knocked out of bounds at the 45-yard line. That was 81, Carter Long. Good field position here for the Thunderbolts on their own 45.
Yep, it's just like we said, the kickoff that they did to Alcona. 45 on that side, 45 on this side. See if they can do what Alcona did and score a touchdown here.
And so Gavin Knepp is listed as the quarterback on the roster here, so he will be the one who gets us going. Oh, they actually gave him a few extra yards. They marked him down at the 48-yard line.
Oh, they did.
Generous spot. So in the pistol is the quarterback. That's number 80.
It is 80.
It's 80-something.
It's 89.
89.
Max Raymond
is the quarterback right now. Snap, turn, right up the gut. Able to find a small crease. Spinning off tackles, number 24. Enough for a first down up towards the 40-yard line. That is Ashton Burden, who's able to pick up a first down.
Yeah, nice little handoff there. He didn't get touched to build up 8 yards down and took him for 12.
Enough for a first down. So Gavin Knepp, not the quarterback. They mentioned he would play some running back. I don't know where he is on the field right now.
On our schedule, or on our roster, it does say only one quarterback. So we apologize to you, Max.
Yeah, Carter Long, Max Raymond now in at quarterback, in that pistol. Snap, turn, give right up the gut. Same play, this time met in the backfield going down.
The rare 99. That would be William O'Neill.
Bill O'Neill making the play.
Bill The man, Bill O'Neill.
That's a man's play. It's Bill O'Neill. Drop of two on the play. Second down and 12 at the Alcona 44-yard line.
Got a Tyreek Hill sighting on the sideline. Young man in a Dolphins jersey.
He is in that Tyreek Hill jersey. 7:35 to play in our first quarter. 8-0 Alcona. Raymond gets the pistol snap. Play action pass. Firing deep over the middle. And Summers plays good defense on the intended receiver, number 68.
How often do you say that? The intended receiver is 68.
68. That is not a tight end number, Chance Kamen, but I did mention him in the tight end spot.
You did.
So that is what we expect. So now, though, that does set up third down and 13. Now, again, you got two plays to get there. So it's not a lot of punting in eight-player football. So two plays to try and get yourself 8 yards. Again, it is Raymond in that shotgun. One running back behind him, one wide receiver. Snap, turn, give left side, cutting up field, and able to break a couple of tackles. Again, it is Ashton Burden. Get past the 40.
Makes it way more manageable.
Down to the 37-yard line. They've got to get to the 32, so it is 4th and 5.
And like you said, there's barely any kicking in this in eight-man football, so 5 yards, they're going to go for that on this side of the field every time.
No doubt about it. Big chance here for Mayo to keep their drive alive, trailing 8-0 early on in this game. Raymond in the pistol, one running back behind him, one wide receiver. Snap, straight drop back pass, fire over the middle, and it is incomplete in and out of the hands of the intended receiver, Chance Kamen. That's a turnover on downs. Alcona will take over.
It was tight coverage there. He had a defender right in front of him, just kind of went through his hands there. But I like the offense there by Mayo. Just a couple misfires there, but I liked what they showed. A little balance. They showed balance. Usually in eight-man, you don't see much of that.
But I mentioned offensive identity, and the one thing that I do like, though, is that it does seem like they're going to play the power game, throw to tight ends, mm-hmm. and run the ball. So I'm not anti-balance. As long as you get the identity power football, I like what I see. All right, so here's Alcona, that spread offense. Four wide receivers and Garrett Summers. Brings a man in motion. That's Walker. Summers just going to follow Walker off that right side. Summers going to cut back inside enough for the first down and taken down just across midfield. That's a gain of about 16 on the play. 14 on the play and gets him right to midfield, first and 10.
Yeah, great blocking there. The motion man becomes the lead blocker. And then Summers does the rest with his legs. Great first down play there.
6:34 to play in our first quarter. It is 8-0 Alcona. They scored on their opening drive and have since gotten the ball back. Alcona breaks the huddle. They get set up again, that spread offense. Summers has a running back behind him this time. That's Walker. Bring Bolus in motion. Little pop pass straight ahead to Bolus. Bolus got some room off that left side. Able to cut upfield. Break a tackle. Has enough for the first down. He's taken down inside the 35-yard line at the Mayo 34. And it's first and 10 again for the Alcona Tigers.
I want to shout out number 43 in Alcona, Jacob June. Had a monster block downfield. Helped that play get open for that gash.
This game brought to you in part by the Kirtland Insurance Agency of Mayo and Lewiston, the Lincoln Outdoor Center, Coletta Air of Oscoda, Luzerne Hardware, the Chris Mart of Lincoln and Lincoln Hardware. First and 10 on the Mayo 34-yard line. Two wide receivers to the left of Summers. It's turn, give to Walker up the gut, and he'll gain maybe a yard or two. Good stand by the Mayo defense.
Yep, pretty simple there. They got to the line of scrimmage and took him down. Good penetration by the defense. Minimal gain.
So far, it looks like you can attack Mayo to the outside.
Yeah,
they're strong up the gut.
Yeah, they've been strong up the middle, but the edges, which is eight-man football, attack the edges, attack the edges, attack the edges. If you can do that, you're probably going to go far in this game.
5:10 remaining in our first quarter. 8-0. Alcona. Summers again in shotgun. Two wide receivers to his left, one to his right. Colin Walker behind him. Ball is in motion again. It's a pitch to the right side to Walker. Walker cuts it upfield, carrying a defender down inside the 25-yard line, and they're going to mark him down at the 21 of Mayo, and another first down, gain of 11.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to tackle him when he gets momentum, because he got momentum that time, and it was hard for them to take him down. He fell for about 3-4 yards after the contact there. But impressive offense to start this game off by Alcona, which we kind of expected.
Alcona just kind of taking their time between plays.
They are.
Has a baseball-like pace to this right now. Plenty of time in between plays. Tell a story. First and 10 here for Alcona on the Mayo 21-yard line. Two wide receivers left, one to the right. Summers in shotgun. Behind him is Walker. Snap to Summers. Option right. Pitches it to Walker. Walker lowers his shoulder and able to dive over a defender. Short gain on the play. They'll mark him down at the 16, so a gain of 5. It's 2nd and 5.
Timeout for something?
Yep, we do have a timeout for Alcona. We'll take one with them on Hits FM, your power station for sports. High school football on Hits FM brought to you in part by Kevin Hummer Accounts at Dean Arbor Chevrolet in East Dallas, Dockside Marine of Glenny, Lincoln Precision, Cole Forest Products of Lincoln, and Alcona Tool of Harrisville and Hillman Extrusion. Timeout by Alcona. They lead 8-0. 4:09 to play in our first quarter. They have the ball, 2nd down and 5 on the Mayo 16-yard line.
See if the Thunderbolts here can stop them here, maybe get some momentum back on their side.
2nd and 5, it's a good time for you got play action pass or something.
Oh, yeah.
This is a good time to throw it if you're Alcona. Two wide receivers to the right of Summers, one to the left, Walker behind him. They bring Bullis in motion, and yet we're going to have a procedural penalty on Alcona. They got moving a little early.
Well, you know coach ain't happy. You take a timeout after a positive gain, and then you get a negative play pre-snap. Not exactly the greatest thing there.
No, and that's where, just because hindsight is 20/20, I can say this. Maybe the timeout took him out of rhythm. You know, they're in rhythm. That's where I'm going to blame.
It is a weird place for a timeout because there wasn't really anything happening.
They must saw something, I guess. I mean, all of their action has been right on their sideline. Mm-hmm. They've gone everything away from us. We're behind the Mayo sideline. Everything has been kind of away from us to the right. 2nd down and 10 from the Mayo 21-yard line. Summers, two wide receivers to the right, one to the left. He's in the pistol with Walker behind him. Same as always. Straight drop back pass. Looking deep. Going to fire over the top. And in the end zone. Cut. Touchdown. That's William Liebler. Little double move on the outside. Liebler faked in. Cut upfield. Summers put it right on him.
Yeah, that was a great play there. Good protection. He had the time to throw that ball. Coverage wasn't quite there. Easy score.
And they'll go for another two. 4:04 remaining in our first quarter. 14-0 Alcona, trying to make it 16-0. Summers by himself. Walker's in kind of a tight end spot, so maybe look for a run left here with Summers. Snap, run to the left with Summers. He's going to roll out, fire it, and has a receiver in the back of the end zone. That's 34. Nathan Nardi, who completes the two-point conversion. So 4:04 to play in our first quarter. Alcona 16, Mayo nothing on Hits FM, your power station for sports. William O'Neill has the ball teed up for Alcona, ready to kick this one away. Two possessions for Alcona, two touchdowns. They lead 16-0 here in our first quarter. And line drive kick. They actually boot it deep, and it is fielded by Raymond at the 15-yard line. Up to the 20, trying to find a block and not going to find one. Taken down at the 25-yard line.
That was a smart decision there. It was a very hot kick, and he couldn't get it cleanly, so he had no really chance to return it.
Ball spinning sideways. Yeah. It took a funny hop on Raymond, so he was in position. It hopped sideways. He reached out, hit it with his arm, which at that point, panic sets in.
Well, and, you know, that lets Alcona get 15 more yards closer, really, by the time you could actually go. And that's why they're on the 25 instead of the 45.
Let's see what Mayo can put together in their second offensive drive. They had a positive first drive, just couldn't complete it. Got down the field, got down into Alcona territory. Again, it is Max Raymond at quarterback. One running back behind him. Snap, give, right up the gut. Cut down in the backfield. Oh, he stayed on his feet and able to cut upfield, and he's taken down past the 30-yard line to the 32. Nice run there by – got flipped to my Maya one here. Nice run by Ashton Burden.
Yeah, that was, he kind of – when he got hit, he kind of landed on the defender, so he didn't get down, and he just got about six extra yards maybe.
He'd have been cut down with a loss of one. Yeah. Instead, he picked up seven.
Okay, so eight extra yards.
Eight extra yards on just getting that hand on the ground. So back into the pistol. One running back, one wide receiver, a couple of tight ends to the right. Raymond gets the snap. Again, give up the gut and slam down in the backfield, to say the least. 24, Evan Borsvold said, not today, buddy. 6'1", 225, just landed right on his chest.
They took offense to the broken tackle from before.
Gets pushed back to the 28-yard line, so that's a loss of four, and it's third and seven. And it was a quick loss of four.
Oh, yeah. They broke that line of scrimmage real fast.
That shows you where Mayo snaps the football to, because right as they gave him the football,
mm-hmm.
he was, take a seat. And I'm going to force you down there hard and quick. 2:35 to play in our first quarter, 16-0. Mayo now with two wide receivers. Alcona leading 16-0. Raymond gets the snap. Going to look left. Now he has to roll right. Nothing there, so he's going to take off and run. Breaks off one tackle at the 30. Planted out of bounds at the 32. Man, Alcona's coming to hit.
Yeah, that was some really good hitting there, but nice, tough run there also. He took the first contact and got a couple more yards before going out of bounds on the sideline, and it makes it a fourth and three, looks like now.
Yeah, they marked it down at the 32. They got to get right to the 35, so fourth and three.
And
really nice, clean lines drawn today by whoever painted this field. You did a great job.
Yeah, they are very nice.
You did a very good job.
Props out to the field painter.
Fourth down and three. Timeout coming for Alcona. They used their second one of the half here in the first quarter. 16-0 Alcona on Hits FM, your power station for sports. Hey. High school football on Hits FM brought to you in part by Mont Heaters of Luzerne, H&R Block of Mayo, Backwoods Home Maintenance by Joe in Harrisville, and Dietrich Real Estate of Mayo. Fourth down and three here for the Mayo Asabel Thunderbolts, trailing 16-0. On their own 32. Max Raymond in the pistol. Two wide receivers to the left. And bad snap. The ball never got moving off the snap. And so it's a snap infraction by the center. And now fourth and nine. Just kind of.
Do you punt here now?
Or? Oh, yeah. Now you punt the ball away. Yeah, absolutely.
Was that 5 yards? It didn't look like 5 yards.
Yep, that backs them up to fourth and eight. So now let's see. They should get into, now they're going to bring number 81, who is their kicker, Carter Long, back, and, he's going to punt this one away. Garrett Summers is standing back to return the punt. Good snap. Line drive punt. Fielded at the 45, head of steam for Summers to midfield. Cuts back to the left. Now he's got some room. Now he's turning on the burners down the sideline. Taken out of bounds at about the 10-yard line.
Yeah, beautiful return there. Good blocking. He just skirts across the field, uses his speed. Good hit there by number 81 to get him out of bounds for Mayo. That would be the kicker. You just announced his name, Carter Long. But it's going to be great field position for the Tigers.
Yeah, you don't get much better than first and 10 at the 10. So,
and they're going to give them a first and 10, so they can technically get to the inch-yard line and get a first
they
down.
They have the stick. I feel like they don't need that. Yeah, now they tell them to take the stick down. They're like, you don't need that. So first and goal here, the 10-yard line for Alcona. 1:28 to play. It's 16-0 Alcona here in the first quarter. Full house set here for Alcona. No wide receivers. Two running backs with handoff. Bullis up the gut. Powering forward. He'll be taken down at about the 5. No, he powered through. He went through the line and into the end zone. Touchdown.
Yeah, they actually tackled number 42, Colin Walker. They tackled the wrong guy. They both kind of went up. One blocked, one with the ball, and they took the wrong guy down. Nice score. Nice
powerful tomfoolery. Powerful run by Jeremiah Bullis. He ran into that crowd. I figured he had to go down in there. Well done, and it's 22-0.
Yeah, Alcona definitely cooking. We thought they might come out hot, and they definitely have.
It's just been they're a spread offense, but power football. A lot of runs. They run back to the full house set for the two-point conversion.
Yeah, they've been showing a lot of different formations in this first quarter.
Snap. Same play. Bullis into the end zone. Falls across the line with 1:24 remaining in our first quarter. Alcona 24, Mayo nothing on Hits FM, your power station for sports. All Tigers in this first quarter. 24-0 over the top of Mayo. 1:24 still remaining here in this first quarter. William O'Neill teed it up on the 40. Ready to boot this one away. And runs into it. Good high kick. Going to push back to the 5 where it stops dead. He has to field it at the 5. Does Raymond. Raymond powers ahead. Gets to the 20-yard line. He'll be taken down at the 21.
Wow. This is the best special teams I think I've seen in 8-man football since I've started doing this. The field position, I don't think I've seen consistent field position be this bad for one team because the kicks are just so great. It's really weird to see.
Tell Mayo's not really ready for it either because, I mean, they, like every 8-man team, have their kick return around the 20.
Right, exactly.
That's where every 8-man team puts them. It puts them on the 20 because usually they don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, Alcona is booting it.
Yeah, now William O'Neill got a leg. All right.
He got leg. He knows how to kick it.
You're on the right station
for that, guys.
1:17 remaining in our first quarter. We'll see if Mayo can get something going. Max Raymond in there at quarterback. Two wide receivers to the right. Running back behind him is Ashton Burden. Snap. Back to pass. Roll out right. Lot of pressure. He's just going to have to take off and run. Cuts back upfield as Raymond. Able to break a tackle, and he'll be taken down near the first down marker. And they'll mark him down with enough for a first down. Gain of 11.
Yeah, it was a hard-fought 11, too. He had to run for his life across the edge there to get the yards needed there. Nice blocking there up front by one of the receivers. Allowed him to get the 11 yards there. And, hey, you know, you're down a little bit here, but good first drive, good first play.
1 minute remaining in our first quarter. 24-0 Alcona, first and 10 for Mayo on their own 33. Raymond in shotgun, or in the pistol, I should say. One wide receiver on either side. Ashton Burden behind him. Snap. Drop back to pass. A lot of pressure in his face, and not going to get anywhere. 58 for Alcona in there to get the sack. That's Sean Monier.
Yeah, 58, 99, and 19 all in the backfield there at one point in time for that beautiful pressure and get that, what we call that, what? 6 yard sack? Looks about.
Yeah, looks like 6 or 7. And that will end our first quarter of play. Alcona after 1:24. Mayo nothing on Hits FM, your power station for sports. Alcona over the top of Mayo after 1 on our sister station WKJC. Ogemaw Heights and Gladwin, probably we expect a defensive battle. Two really good, tough football teams. No score through 1 over there. This game is brought to you in part by Alpena Community College and Alpena and Oscoda, Huron Community Bank, your hometown bank, and Dean Arbor Chevrolet of East Dallas and Dean Arbor Ford of Dallas City. It is 2nd down and 17 on their own 26-yard line for Mayo. Looks like they're going to do a little bit more of their air raid offense. They're trying to throw it on this drive, just trying to get, I think, Alcona to back up. The problem is Alcona just ending the pass rush instead.
Yeah, and the pass rush is getting home the last two drives for big sacks. So see if they can do something here, maybe short pass, screen.
Max Raymond again in that pistol, one wide receiver either side, Ashton Burden behind him. Snap. Straight drop back pass. Looking for a double move, firing deep down the field, and couldn't find his intended receiver.
Yeah, it looked like a little miscommunication there. The receiver went in. He threw out if he throws that ball in, 81 might be able to get there, 81 being Carter Long. But he threw it to the outside shoulder. He went in third and long.
And Coach Fox wanted that ball deep.
Yeah.
He wanted the deep ball. He was pointing.
Yeah.
We want that ball to the deep route, not to the out route there. So that sets up third and 17. It's dangerous zone right now here for Mayo. Mm-hmm. This is danger time. It's been a bad start to this game, no doubt about it.
Right, their first drive, both their first defensive drive and their first offensive drive was fine, but it's kind of went to back from there.
Third and 17 from their own 26. Straight drop back pass. Looking deep and just over the head of Carter Long. Kind of short-armed it and it just got over his head, and it's fourth down and 17.
Yeah, if he can throw that ball correctly, he might be gone for six there. He had the stride. He was right there, just out of his fingertips. You can see it's almost there. It's kind of there. It's just not hitting. But you can see that it can be. There's lots of game left, obviously.
But this is almost a situation here on this drive where it's almost like, you know, it's first game, you're down 24-0. Calvin Fox is going back to his roots. He's like, you know what? I'm an air raid coach. Screw it. We're going air raid.
Right.
We're going, firing it around. Here comes the punt. High kick. Fielded at the 41 by Summers. Summers able to find a crease on the right side. One man to beat down the sideline. A flag is in. Touchdown, Summers. But we've got a penalty flag.
And that's almost certainly going to be a hold, block in the back. Usually, that's on a kickoff return, barely is it on the kicking team.
Yeah, it kind of looks like they're walking backwards.
Yeah, they're not celebrating. that's a give and tell right there. And coach looks mad. He's got his clipboard in his mouth.
Official is moving the flag all the way up to the 36.
Be blocking the back. Yep,
so flag, oh, now they put it at the 44-yard line. So this is going to bag way up.
Yeah, you could tell when he got it. You could see the seam on our side of the field. You could see if he broke the one tackle, he was gone, and that's exactly what happened. But unfortunately, one of the Elkhona players probably didn't need to do it either. I didn't see
that's
it, though.
Right at the point,
was it,
where he would have veered right. So the block in the back might have been what kind of sprung him.
Okay. So maybe it was the reason.
But it would have been close.
Right.
It'd have been close. So it's 24-0 Alcona. They still have the ball. They have the ball in their own 47-yard line instead of in the end zone. It's 24-0. See what they go to here. We still have yet to see them really go to the deep pass early. We've seen it closer to the goal line. They've thrown it into the end zone twice.
Right.
But here they're going back to that full house set. No wide receivers, two running backs with Summers. Snap, straight drop back pass. Looking deep over the middle. Got a man! That's caught at the 30. He's going to race all the way to the end zone. Touchdown for William Liebler, second of the game.
Well, I guess it didn't matter. Next play, these receivers are just going on these streak routes, and they're just outrunning the defensive, or the second level, because we spoke earlier. There's no safeties.
Right.
The second level of the defense is just not reacting fast enough to catch up to him, and he's just sailing the ball perfectly into their hands, and they just got in stride. I mean, it's a glorious performance by Summers here today, and the rest of the team, of course.
30-0 here. Excuse me, 28 seconds into our second quarter.
Got to get some ginger ale.
I do. I need to get back to the ginger ale. And now 3-for-3 so far, and 2-point conversions are Elkhona. They're going to go back to that full house set for this one. It's going to be a pitch to the left to Colin Walker, and he's going to be met and taken down in the backfield. And so with 11:32 to play in our second quarter, it's Elkhona 30, Mayo nothing on Hits FM, your power station for sports. High school football on Hits FM, brought to you in part by Cornerstone Caregiving of Gladwin, Travis Sanitation of Oscoda, and your local McDonald's of Mayo, Oscoda, Roscommon, Rose City, and Tawa City. William O'Neill's got this one teed up again. High kick, a little bit shorter than the others, fielded at the 14-yard line by Raymond. Raymond to the 20, trying to find a crease at the 25, taken down just across the 30. It is 30-0 Elkhona. We've played, a quarter and 30 seconds. One thing to watch for, they're not doing it right now, but warming up on the sideline for Mayo is Brody Fox, who is a sophomore listed on the JV roster, which is luckily on this roster. But a JV guy, and he's been getting warmed up on the Army. He's listed as the JV quarterback, and I'm guessing with the last name Fox, he's Austin Fox's brother, the record-setting quarterback of last year, and Calvin Fox's son, the coach of the team. I'm guessing that's where we're at. You might need to go to this, because like I said, I think when it got 24-0, they did all passes on that last drive, did Mayo. I think they're going back to air raid.
Yeah, that I think you have something going there.
I think they're going back to the air raid. Only one wide receiver in the formation here behind Raymond. Snap, and they're going to run the ball and get driven back. That is a pretty big loss on the play. Loss of three and loss of four. It's back to the 26, and so it's second down and 14 from the 26.
That was the same three as before, Bill O'Neill.
When he makes a man's play, he's Bill O'Neill.
And then Bill Lieber, number 19. And then 43, Jacob Jude, or 42, excuse me, Colin Walker. But, yeah, those three have been in the backfield a lot in this, 13 minutes of football. Out-of-town scoreboard, West Branch went up 7-0 over Gladwin. Thank you, Kurt.
Big-time game. You can put yourself on the map with a win like that for your Oklahoma Heights.
Absolutely.
Snap. Straight drop back pass. Raymond rolling out left, firing deep down the field, and it is in and out of the hands of his intended receiver. Had a man at midfield. It was number 12, Gavin Knapp, and he couldn't quite bring it in.
He had him. It was kind of double coverage, but he put the ball in the perfect spot, and just number 12 could not bring it down. And that's what we said kind of earlier last drive. It's there. You can see it. It's just not quite hitting. But you can see what they're trying to do.
Yeah. But you know what? The plays have been the air raid. If I'm switching to air raid offense. Mm-hmm. Get four wide receivers out there. Get into the spread offense that Alcon is getting into. I think that's your best bet right now.
To do something, exactly.
The balance isn't there. I mean, I hate to abandon a game plan 14 minutes into a game.
Right.
But
exactly.
When you're down 30, 14 minutes into a game, that's the time to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's third down and 13 from their own 27-yard line.
They've been in third and long a lot.
Unfortunately, yes. The pass rush for Alcon has been tremendous.
Yes.
Ooh, and well, it'll be third and shorter as Alcon jumped. So third
nice
and 13.
Hard count. Nice third hard count there.
That's big. Alcon have been insanely aggressive on defense, which I told them to do. That was one of my keys. Just absolutely bull rush this team and see what happens.
That's a great way to stop or to help the aggression is to try to get them to hesitate on their rush.
Third down and 8. And empty set here for Raymond. And, well, we're going back to third and 13. They tried to get them to jump again. They went hard count again. And Ashton Burden, I guess, just must have missed that in the huddle. So it is now third and 13.
Much ado about nothing. Hey fans, after the games, be sure to check out the high school football scoreboard at WKJC.com. See updated scores and standings conference by conference and game by game. See how your hometown school is doing all season long at WKJC.com. The high school football scoreboard is brought to you by Coletta Air of Oscoda and H&R Block of Mayo.
Third down and 13, straight drop back pass. Firing deep over the middle, leaping and almost picked off by Borsvold. Excuse me, no, it's Evan Woods, 32. Evan Woods almost picked that one off. Just off his hands, and it's 4th and 13.
Yeah, just a little bit of an overthrow there. Should have been picked off, like you said. They had two receivers in the area, but he was about 4 yards away from the closest one. They're just trying to find some positivity here. They're trying to get a first down and get their wings back, the air under their wings, right, you know.
Yeah, this is a tough way to start a game, too, because, yeah, you have no momentum going. Your first drive, you had some. Since then, you've had no momentum. It's tough to get back into this, and hopefully it doesn't continue to snowball. Low snap on the punt. Still got the punt away, though. Really good job by Raymond to get that and punt it right to Coach Jason Summers out of bounds at about the 40-yard line.
Yeah, it was a great recovery there after the botch snap. And kind of act that we were just talking about, when's the last time you've seen three punts in 13 minutes in an eight-man football
team. An eight-player football,
that's,
not often.
I don't even know why I've seen three punts in a half, let alone maybe a game. This is very rare.
30-0 Alcona, 10:18 to play here in our second quarter. And their first drive, they had to work for it. They have not really had to work for it since on offense.
Not at all.
It's gotten easier every drive. A one-play touchdown their last drive. Back to the spread offense. Two wide receivers to the left of Summers, one to the right. Running back behind him. Man in motion, Bolus. Straight drop back pass. Looking deep for Walker, and he lost it in the sun.
Yeah, the sun.
It landed harmlessly to the left of him, but in out of bounds. But he lost it in the sun.
Yeah, I was gonna allude to it earlier, but the sun is quite literally in the line of sight of anyone Alcona is going on the offense towards their goal line. So yeah, that probably is the ninth defender here right now. Yeah. And by the time that Mayo gets on that side, the sun will be dawn. So a little bit of a home field advantage, I suppose, at this point. And they need it.
They could use it. We don't mean to make fun of it, but
no,
yeah, they
no,
could
not
use
at
it.
All.
Back to that full house set now goes Alcona. Second and 10 on the 44. Snap, handoff, up the gut, big hole for Bolus. Bolus pounds through the line, gets slammed down. But across the 40-yard line to the Mayo 39.
Yeah, he really wasn't touched until he got past the first down line, and then 5 yards later he got taken down. But you'll take that any day if you're Alcona. 15-yard run on second down.
It's at will right now on offense here for the Tigers.
Because how could you defend that, and then they throw three receivers going deep? I mean, it's keeping them on a swivel. You know, you don't know what you have to defend.
And they're changing their formations. They're in the full house. We've seen them with one wide receiver. Now we see them, you know, with three wide receivers. They're in the full house right now.
Yeah, they've switched it up. They've kept them guessing.
Up the middle to Colin Walker. Jumps over one defender. Tried to get at his legs. Falls forward for a gain of about four. To the 36-yard line. So it is second down and six. 9:20 remaining in our first half.
The Mayo faithful here trying to give energy to their Thunderbolts, and you know, simple tackle, they're cheering hard, they're not losing faith. We don't have cheerleaders. I didn't even realize that till
rather quiet.
Till right now. Yeah, yesterday cheerleaders were excellent. We don't have that today, unfortunately.
No cheerleaders at Mayo.
No pepping up. We got the crowd to do it. The crowd has to pep up their team.
Just under 9 minutes to play in our first half, 30-0 Alcona. They have it first and 10 on the Mayo side of the field. Handoff, Bolus. Bolus breaks one tackle in the backfield and falls forward for a short gain. I'm sorry, it's not first and 10. That was second and six. Now it is third down and two.
Yeah, they had an opportunity to get him behind the line there, but he's just too strong and just breaks it and falls forward for a nice little gain there. Third and two, two shots to get 2 yards.
Haven't seen Summers run one yet. This might be a time. He hasn't run the ball a lot. Might be a time to kind of get him maybe a run to the left.
Yeah, add another dimension to the offense because they only have so many now.
In that full house set again, snap to Summers. It's a straight drop back pass. Firing deep over the middle, looking for Walker, and that one hit the ground as he dove to catch it. A little bit short by Summers, and now it sets up fourth and two.
Yeah, if the defender can look up there, he probably has a chance to get that ball. But good attempt to try to catch that ball. I thought he might have got it, but ref was in a good position there to see that hit the dirt. Fourth and two. Hey, this is the time to get your offense back on the field.
Yeah, this is a big play for Mayo here. If you can, they had some push up the gut earlier on. This is a time to kind of show it again.
Exactly.
8:01 to play in our second quarter. 30-0 Alcona. They go full house set. Summers, two running backs with them. All the tight ends in there. It's a pass again. It's just a little flip pass out to Bolus. He's got it. Got the first down. Cut inside. Now goes back outside and slips down at about the 15-yard line. First and 10.
Nice little play there. They bring the rush. He kind of just skirts out to the side and waits for his quarterback to receive the ball. Gets the safety valve and runs it for 10.
Yeah, that's the exact same play they just ran. So they have the two tight ends streaking out just straight, and then the two running backs go out on wheel routes. Those wide open all day. Those are going to be wide open.
You can't defend all of that in eight-man football.
And you got to be knowing what's coming.
Your rush has to get there.
Yeah, and you got to know what's coming.
Exactly.
That's the only way you can do that. That's a tough place. Now they're going to go spread. They're going to go four wide receivers. Summers by himself. They've usually brought a man in motion. Usually it's Bullis who's on the left. That's exactly what they do. Snap, roll out right for Summers. Pressure, looking, nothing there. Taken down.
Nice defensive stand. That's number 40 and 32 on your Thunderbolts. That would be Ashton Burden. And I don't see 32. So I'm not sure who that was. I apologize.
Might be the JV 32.
Oh, Gage Spitzer down
Gage
here.
Spitzer.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's it's a gain of one. He actually was able to get upfield.
Avoids the sack.
So it is second down and nine at the 14. 30-0 Alcona. Almost halfway through our second quarter. Summers now with a running back with him. That's Bullis. Two wide receivers to the right, one to the left. Snap, and it's an option left. Summers just going to take it himself. Make one man miss, get upfield, and he'll reach, and he'll be down inside the five. We'll see if it's enough for a first and goal.
It does appear that he's on the other side of the first down, so I would think so.
And we're flipping it to a one. So first and goal here for Alcona at the four-yard line.
And there was the Summers run you were asking about. Nice little scamper.
Went with the option.
He did.
The option play. Mayo did a good job of cutting off the running back, Bullis, but unable to contain Summers running the ball. You got a wide range of plays from the four.
You got
a quarterback who can run it. They can get in that full house and run it. They can throw it out of either formation. A lot of options from the four-yard line here for Alcona. They're going to go into that same set they were just in. Two wide receivers right, one left, one running back with Summers who's in the shotgun. Snap, it's that same play. Option left, fakes the pitch, fumbles the football. And I think it's recovered by Alcona in the end zone. Touchdown.
The rare fumble recovery for a touchdown.
Summers just kind of lost it when he faked the pitch. It's recovered in the end zone for a touchdown. I think that was 24, Evan Borsvold, who dove on it.
Yeah, it could have been a good opportunity for the Bolts. It unfortunately bounced into a Tigers' hands. So we're going to see if it's going to be 36 or 38 here. Or state
so, 36. We are over the 35-point mark. So if people think running clock does not start until the second half, unless they get to 50-0, then the running clock just starts. Snap on the two-point conversion. Pop pass over the middle complete. So with 5:40 remaining in our first half. The two-point conversion was complete to 34. That's Nathan Nardi again. So it's 36-0 Alcona on Hits FM, your power station for sports. .5:40 to play in our first half. 38-0 Alcona here in Mayo. This game brought to you in part by Alpena Alcona Area Credit Union with 10 locations to serve you. The Lunchbox in Curran, Northeastern Window and Door of Harrisville and Alpena, Viking Marine of Hubbard Lake, and Mercantile Bank of Fairview. I mentioned it real quick before the break, but again, it is 38-0. The halftime running clock is 35. We don't get to running clock until 50 if it's in the first half. So if Alcona gets to 50 here, then it would be a running clock. Hopefully Mayo can punch one in here and get themselves going a little bit on offense. Angled kick to the sideline, just barely going to get out of bounds at the four-yard line. That curved back in and then took a hop out. That was almost quite dangerous for Mayo, but they will get the penalty. They'll get the ball on the 35-yard line.
Yeah, I was thinking it was going to die before going out of bounds. That would have been very dangerous for Mayo, but luckily it just did a little kick, like you said, and they get to wait. Are they saying he touched it?
Oh, he must have touched it when it was going out of bounds. It must have clipped his hand or clipped his foot because it's first and 10 at the 5-yard line here for Mayo.
That is rough for the Thunderbolts. If I mean, if I'm Elcona, you bring the heat, right? I mean,
you
bring it and you dare them to go down the field
to complete a pass, or
which they haven't done.
Yeah, you dare them to throw. Yeah, you can essentially send all eight. Now we've got a stoppage.
Timeout, Mayo.
And timeout, Mayo. We'll take one with them. 38-0 Elcona, second quarter on Hits FM, your power station for sports. Elcona. Mayo starts on their own 5-yard line. Kickoff that might have been going out of bounds just kind of clipped off the foot of the kicker. That's what we're saying. We don't know that. That's what we think happened.
There was no arguing, and it kind of makes sense. But obviously, we just had a bad angle. We couldn't see it quite right. But
4 wide receivers here for Mayo. Snap, straight drop back pass. Fire over the middle behind the intended receiver, number 12. That's Gavin Knepp. And we do have, I mentioned, Brody Fox was warming up on the sideline, and Brody Fox has entered the football game to play quarterback.
Hey, you got to figure out something. Maybe this is something that will help spark your offense. But that's 4 drops, I think, by my count, that have hit them in their hands. You know, that wasn't a great pass, but it was in his hands.
4 wide receivers again here for Brody Fox. Snap is on the ground, rolled behind him, and he dives on it for a safety. And it's 40-0.
That is what we were worried about when that happened with the muffed kick.
But no pressure on it. That was a bad snap that never got off the ground. That rolled all the way to Fox. And so now it is 40-0 off the safety, and Elcona's going to get the ball back. 5:33 to play here in our first half. That's still plenty of time for Elcona to get down the field.
Yep.
So, still, it's a free kick from the 20 here for Mayo. So, Elcona will get their kick return team out there. Don't see a lot of safeties. This is the first 8-player safety I think I've ever seen.
I was going through my head, and I was thinking, have I ever seen a safety kick? Maybe once?
11-player I've seen it. I have not seen it in 8-player.
Because you can't really... You know, pooch it. You got to punt it, right? You can't be
gimmicky. Yeah, you got to kick it, kick it. Now, you can use a tee. You don't have to punt it.
Really? Okay.
You can use a tee. It's just a kickoff from the 20.
Oh, okay.
That's
how it works.
You give up 2 points, and it's a 15-yard penalty essentially on a kick. So,
gotcha.
Ready to kick it off from the 20. You cannot onside kick it necessarily. You got to actually kick it. Ready to go. There's the line drive kick angled at the sideline. Bolus will pick it up at the 40, and he dropped to a knee to pick it up, so he'll be down right there. Here comes the Elcona offense, leading 40-0, 5:31 to play here in our first half. Haven't gotten an update again on our sister station, WKJC, so I'm going to guess it's still 7-0 Ogemaw Heights over there against Gladwin. Division 5 state champs taking on one of the teams that came on strong. I mean, these two teams matched up in the playoffs last year, did Ogemaw and Gladwin. Ogemaw gave them a game. I think the final score was 35-14 or 30-14, but that was not indicative of how close the game was.
Gladwin was very good. Gladwin was a great team.
Yeah, that's how you win a state title, being good. Summers in the shotgun, 2 wide receivers to his left, 1 to his right, got a running back behind him. Bolus comes in motion. They're going to fire a slant pass to Walker, 8-yard catch. He's going to break out, get down the sideline, and now he's turning on the burners, breaks a couple of tackles inside the 30-yard line of Mayo, 1st and 10. They're going to mark him down right at the 30. I love the variety we're seeing out of Elcona.
Oh, this is the most variety I have seen from an 8-man football team.
They are... doing it all. They've kind of settled in on really, I mean, they want to run out of the spread. They're going to run out of the spread most of the time. They're going to go full house a little bit today just for something different. They want to run out of the spread.
But also,
but we've seen run, short pass, everything.
When they've went out of the full house, they've passed it too. It's not always a run. They've passed it. They've done it, the quarterback run. It's been, everything's been varied.
Summers again back to pass. Pump fake, throws it deep, looking for Walker. And we're going to get pass interference on Mayo as he was draped on the back of Walker, kind of pushed him down as he was going for that, or else I do think that he would end up catching that ball for a touchdown.
Yeah, two flags, two different refs.
And so that'll make it second down and 10, or first and 10.
I am great. How are you?
Fine. I had to come and say hello.
I wish the game was a little bit better for you so far, but...
It is 40 to nothing here for Alcona. First down and 10. They now get it to the 15. And snap, Summers, handoff, Walker, up the gut. Nothing there. Let's pause real quick for station identification on Hits FM.
WQLB, Ottawa City, Michigan, and WKJZ, Hillmont, Alpena.
40 to nothing. Alcone over the top of Mayo here. 5 minutes to play in our first half. Brad Allen, Brian Catfish Johnson here with you. Second down and 7 for Alcona on the Mayo 12-yard line. Summer says Walker next to him, two wide receivers to the left, one to the right. Snap. It's a pitch to the right to Walker. Walker looking for a hole, and he's into the end zone. Touchdown. We do have a penalty flag, though, and now we have a second penalty flag that comes in on the tackle.
I didn't quite see what would have been the foul in the end zone. Maybe a block in the back that I was watching the runner, so I'm not sure. You'd think the one back there, it was off away from the ball.
Yeah, I mean, I guess they're going to both be offsetting on Alcona.
You think so?
Yeah, no, I'm sure it's a hold and a block in the back on Alcona.
It's a hold.
We're going
and
hold
a
Alcona,
block
they'll decline
the
it, and hold holds, Alcona, they'll accept it. So,
bring it back, bring it back, bring it back. And honestly, Alcona's not been making mistakes. This is, what, two penalties, I think, on them, I think.
Both on touchdowns. They've had two touchdowns taken
off
the
board. Yeah, the kickoff return and that. The kickoff return and that one, you're absolutely right.
So it's second down and 17 from the 22 now. For Alcona, they'll get into their huddle, make a plan here on what they want to do.
And there's still 4:30 left, so we plenty of time here in this end of the first half.
Three wide receivers to the left, one to the right. By himself is Summers. To bring a man in motion. And now it's four wide receivers left. Summers back to pass. A lot of pressure in his face. Has to break a tackle. Fires deep to the end zone. Wide open. Touchdown.
It's another broken coverage. They're back there, but they're not noticing him get behind them. I'm not sure what's going on. They're focused on him, probably him running. And the receiver's just sneaking behind him, and it's a wide open touchdown.
Evan Borsvold catches the touchdown and is 46 to nothing. They'll try to make it 48. And again, still 4.5 minutes remaining in our second quarter.
So both times they've got touchdowns taken away on penalties. They've came back the next and scored.
With the deep ball.
With the deep ball. Come on,
deep
absolutely.
Ball. It's right over top. Great job by Summers. Pressure in his face. Broke tackle in the backfield and just fired it. I mean, wide open was Borsvold, but still right on his numbers. The pass from Summers. Summers got a running back behind him. Two wide receivers to the left, one to the right. Here for the two-point conversion. Man in motion, Bullis. It's an option off left. Summers going to look to keep it himself. Breaks two tackles and he's in. 4:22 remaining in our first half. 48 to nothing, Alcona on Hits FM, your power station for sports. Alcona over the top of Mayo right now. 4:22 remaining in our first half. Alcona has scored on every single possession. They have just missed 1 2-point conversion. Here's a kick. high in the air, and it'll be caught at about the 15 by Raymond. Raymond makes a cut back inside. Got a little bit of room. Stiff arms one tackle to the 40, taken down at midfield.
All right, and listen, you guys can hear the crowd. That is the most positive thing that they've done in the last while.
Well, good for them.
While.
Cheering on, you know, when yeah. the team is good, let's pick them up a little bit because I'm sure those kids could use it right
Absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely, but that was a great return there. See, if they got 4 minutes. They got plenty of time to get down into the end zone, and get down into the end zone, excuse me. So let's see if they can do something. Let's see if they can build on this.
4:12 remaining here in our first half. And so good starting field position here for Mayo now at midfield. Snap to Fox. Ball on the ground again, and Alcona dives on top of it. 43 for Mayo is on it. That's Jacob June. Snap was low. Fox just kind of swatted at it, and June, who was going to have good pressure, instead was able to just dive on the football.
That's just unfortunate. It's just the snap doesn't get to him. We can't quite handle it. And great, great pursuit there by June to jump on that ball. And now, well, Alcona's in great field position again with 4:12 left.
They have the ball on the Mayo 46. At this point, get it to 50. Get it to 50. Get the clock right. Throw it deep. I know it seems like that's unfair, rude, whatever. Throw it deep. Back to pass. They wanted to throw deep. Summers fires short. It's caught by Walker. Spins off a tackle. Fighting down the sideline to the 20. We're going to have a penalty. It's going to bring this back. A completely unnecessary block by Alcona. Taken down at the 10-yard line was Walker. But we're going to have a penalty flag bring it back.
Yeah, that was a completely unnecessary block. He was 5 yards away from the defender. He wasn't going to get caught by him. Just shoves him down. It's going to just going to take more positive yards, bring it back.
On our sister station, WKJC, 2 minutes until halftime. Gladwin, a 21-14 lead.
Wow.
So we have block in the back on Alcona. Again, completely unnecessary. That's one thing they will want to clean up. They have dominated this game. There's no doubt about it. They've dominated this game. But this is now three penalties on big plays that probably weren't necessary. The one on the punt, you know.
Yeah, could have been.
But
yeah.
Still, it's a block in the back. You don't want a block in the back.
Right.
But now we have a timeout, and Alcona going to use their last one? Yes, they are. So 4:01 remaining in our first half, 48-0 Alcona on Hits FM, your power station for sports. High school football on Hits FM brought to you in part by Alcona Motor Chevrolet of Lincoln, Eagle Ridge Golf Club of Glenny, Blue Collar Clothing of Mayo, and the Mayo Pharmacy. Alcona has the ball on the 36-yard line. First and 10. Snap, give Walker up the gut. Met in the backfield going down.
Uh-oh.
That's number 32 who made the tackle.
He's not. Oh, now he's getting up.
That's Gage Spitzer. Colin Walker comes up a little lame after the hit, but now walking off seems like he's all right. So maybe just took a bit of a one shot, and now we have a timeout for Mayo, I think, on the players. That'd be the only one who could take a timeout. So we'll take a break. It's 48-0 Alcona here on Hits FM, your power station for sports. Alcona over the top of Mayo. This game brought to you in part by New Star Insurance and Timrick Insurance Services of Mayo, Big Creek Bump and Paint of Luzerne, and Lashley Funeral Home of Mayo. And stay tuned for our halftime show, which is brought to you all season long by Northern Power Sports of Mayo. Second down and 11 here for Alcona. Summers in the pistol. Bolas behind him. They bring a man in motion. Snap. Summers going to break contain and now run upfield. He's got a lot of room. He'll be taken down across the 25, enough for a first down. But good pressure by Mayo. Just unfortunately couldn't contain Garrett Summers, who just found a big crease up the middle, first and 10.
Yeah, it was a good initial pressure there, but he just breaks it and then breaks tackle. And he was one block away from the house, really. But just even when a negative play happens, this Alcona team is just, it's dangerous.
They have answered in every negative with a positive. We broadcasted a team yesterday in Oscoda that answered every positive with a negative.
Exactly.
This is the opposite.
It is the exact opposite. You're right.
3:19 to play here in our first half. First and 10, snap, pitch right side, Bolas. Bolas got some room, gets to the outside. Not enough for a first down, a short gain. Nice job by Mayo. Hold that to begin in just a few. Another out-of-town scoreboard here for you. Augray Sims, a school to watch. Halftime against Atlanta, 48-0.
Wow, that's seems familiar. We might break that, though.
We might. We might get above 48.
But, yeah, Augray, again, should be a great team this year. It's been a pleasure the last 3 years to watch so much Augray football. I won't lie. It's been so awesome to watch them.
Second down and four here for the Tigers. Snap. Pitch left side, Bolas. Bolas able to find a small crease, but Mayo able to string it out and take him down short of the first down marker. And it is third down and a yard.
Well, some good tackling there in the last couple plays.
Also, shout out here, 58 on Mayo. Let me get a name on that. Maybe it was 56, Zane Wolfling. He made the tackle there, and down 48-0, immediately stuck out his hand to try and help Jeremiah Bolas up, who just hopped up, but then patted the guy in the helmet for essentially thank him for at least offering. So, you know, down 48-0, and still finding the sportsmanship to get
you hope these kids don't take it in a horribly negative way.
Third down and two again, a pitch to Bolas. Bolas again looking for a crease, looking for the corner, dives for the pylon, and we've got a penalty flag. And he's in the end zone, touchdown, but I think we have another Alcona touchdown coming off the board.
Had to be another block in the back or hold, I imagine. I didn't see it, did you?
No, I honestly thought it was just him and a couple of Mile players, but I guess not. We do have a hold on Alcona. Again, that is something they're going to want to clean up.
Yeah, that's if there's a negative, it's they've had a handful of normally drive-killing penalties.
What most teams would consider drive-killing.
And, but to them, it's not been that way right
now.
They
are drive-starting penalties for Alcona.
I guess, yeah. They start once they're in third and 14, and they had a third touchdown taken away from them.
Three touchdowns off the board by...
And but they've Alcona. Twice they've been answered and TBD for the third one.
Three touchdowns off the board by penalties.
So if we go by the script, so to speak, it's going to be a pass.
It should be a pass over the middle. That's what most of these have been. Pass over the middle for a touchdown.
Yep.
They seem to like pitching it to Bolas. I think they're trying to get Bolas a touchdown. So yeah. It is enough for a first down. It's first and 10 at about the 12-13. So here's a pass. Looking in the corner for Liebler and nothing there. Good pressure. It is 58 for Mayo. We don't have a 58 for Mayo, but that is who is getting the pressure on these guys.
Graydon Gifford, 58, number one.
Oh, the very first guy up there. Yeah, Graydon Gifford. I don't expect 58 to be at the top of the list. So
right. Again, it is organized by class, and there's two seniors and a whole bunch of juniors, nothing else. So alphabetical, numerical, it's just like yesterday with a slight
now, I will give him the credit, though. It is... in numerical order by class. So it's 58-68, and then it is 1-4-12.
Oh, you're right. 50, it is. I did not notice that. You're absolutely right.
Second down and 10 here from the 12 here for Alcona. Snap. Give up the gut. Bolas on a draw. Fighting defenders into the end zone. No, down at the one. First and goal, though.
The suspense on that one. All right, now it's on the goal line.
This is where you run that option play. You're on the right hash. You run that option play to the left. Let Summers make the decision whether or not he pitches it. If not, just let him get this yard into the end zone. Or you can run that full house and run Walker up the gut. Walker, I don't think has been out there. After the injury, he's been back. 99, Bill O'Neill has been filling in instead. Summers under center with two running backs behind him. It's a quarterback sneak, and he reaches across, touchdown for the Alcona Tigers. That makes it 54-0 with a minute left, and there goes the clock. So we have reached over 50. This is the first time I have seen a team get up by 50 in the first half. I have not seen
this. I believe it's, yeah, I think it's the first time for me too.
So as long as this stays above 50, nothing will stop our clock.
Outside of halftime.
Yeah, halftime will.
Halftime will
but
happen.
But the minute that second half kickoff comes, we're running the clock. So this might be, this is going to be the final play of the half. This two-point conversion will be the final play of the half. It's a snap. It's a give up the gut. William O'Neal, and he will be, he's still being carried. He's reaching in. Now we have a penalty flag. And they stopped the clock for a half a second, but then they realized to not stop the clock. So we have another penalty. He did not make it.
So if the if we hit zero, do they replay the down if it's against the defense?
They would, yeah.
Okay.
It's still, but it is against the offense.
So the
it's declined. It's no good. That gets us to halftime. So at the end of our first half, it is Alcona 54, and it is Mayo nothing on Hits FM, your power station for sports. Brad Allen, Brian Catfish Johnson here with you. Want to offer thanks to back to the radio station. I haven't even mentioned Nick James yet today. So shout out to Nick James hanging out with us again today. Ooh. Take a look at what's coming ahead for these two teams here. Unfortunate that we're at that point and have time to look ahead.
Right.
So for Mayo, they will host Hillman next week. That's where they will go. And for Alcona, they're going to travel to Atlanta, who Al Gray is absolutely manhandling.
You could see a similar situation in Atlanta.
Yeah, there's a chance that next week, Alcona. I mean, this is somewhat unfortunate for Alcona. If you're not being tested through 2 weeks, I mean, you got to play the teams on your schedule, right?
Right.
If you're not being tested, they still don't know how good they are. They have no idea.
Right.
They have absolutely no clue how good they are or how bad they are at this point. You're up 54 to nothing. So you're at a chance where you could be scoring, you know, they're probably going to get to 70-ish points, I'd say.
Depending on the clock, yeah.
Yeah, 70 points in this game, something like that, a couple of touchdowns. So that's about it.
So looking at the future, would St. Ignace be their first chance?
Yeah, St. Ignace was good in 11-player football last year. So.
And now they're an 8.
Now they're an 8.
But they have them at home, so I guess that's a bonus.
That's a bonus. Make St. Ignace.
A long drive for those boys.
It's a long way to go. All right, let's get into this second half. Alcona ready to boot this away with William O'Neal. Line drive kick fielded by Raymond at the 15 to the 20, 25, 30. Down the sideline, penalty flag thrown as he'll be taken down about the 45.
The refs are definitely a lot more into the game today than yesterday.
They are not going to let anybody block in the back today.
You better not grab a shirt. You better not push anybody. Now, that one was pretty egregious, the kickoff one. That was definitely egregious. But we'll see what this call is. You know, it's almost certainly a hold or block in the back like usual.
And the clock is running through all of this.
Yes.
Again, it's 54 to nothing. This is no longer the TIPS acronym. The only thing that can stop our clock
is
one, the quarter break, and two, if Mayo gets the score under 50 points, the deficit under 50. That's
right.
The only things. There could be an injury. Doesn't matter. Clock's going to run.
Yep.
I've seen that happen.
So 23 minutes from now would be 9 o'clock even. Let's see if we make it.
And that's about where we'll be, unless Mayo can get something going. All right, it's first and 10. The penalty moves him back to the 24-yard line. Fox gets the snap, rolls out right, fires over the middle, and it is wheeled in by one hand. And that's going to be enough for a first down. Raymond makes the catch. He's been playing quarterback all day. Now he gets a 15-yard catch, first and 10 for the Thunderbolts.
And it is the first completed catch by the Thunderbolts. They have tried 10 times, maybe.
Have they not completed a pass?
That's the first one they've completed.
I am trying. Yeah, you're right. Hurry up offense here for the Thunderbolts. Four wide receivers, snap to Fox, takes a step back, moves out of the way of the, throws it deep down the middle just over the head of his intended receiver, number 81, Carter Long.
And that snap was still a little iffy. He still had to go down a little bit more uncomfortable, but I like his little skirt to the side away from the pressure, a little bit better pass there, but hey, it's a little bit more lively. We see some more here.
And Brody is not tall. I'm telling you that, right? He's a small man. And... So he has to roll out to throw one deep anyway.
Yeah.
Or he has to stay well behind the line where the big guys up front don't get him. All right, second down and 10. Snap to Fox. Straight drop back. Pressure coming and going down. 99, our guy today, Bill O'Neill.
Bill O'Neill.
I don't know if your family calls you Bill, William O'Neill, but but today with all the man's plays he has made on defense, he is Bill O'Neill today.
The Bill O'Neill today. We've said his name many times.
So that's a loss of five, loss of four on the play, so it's third and 14. We are 3 minutes into our third quarter. Brody Fox, he was limping a little when he first started. It is an exaggerated limp right now. That is even worse right now for this Mayo team. Four wide receivers. Third and 14, obvious four-down territory. Brings a man in motion. First we've seen that. Snap. Straight drop back. Fire over the middle, and that one just kind of slipped out of his hand. Well short of his intended target, his fourth down.
Yeah, just threw it right in front of his feet there. But, yeah, like you said, it just slipped out of his hand. He looks frustrated. You know he's trying. He's trying. I don't know if he's hurt.
Yeah, he is hurt. There's no doubt about it. He's hurt. He is limping. He is hurt. And Mayo's going to probably do the right thing here and punt it away.
Yeah.
No need to chase. At this point, you know what the end result of this game is going to be.
Right.
Walk out of here without someone else getting more hurt.
Right. No, yeah, you don't want any injuries anytime.
Low snap, and punter's just going to grab it and run. Carter Long, he's going to be dumped at about the 25-yard line. Oh, and now he is coming up short, and we have the one thing that's stopping our clock, and that is an injury. And he is going to climb his way to his feet.
Yeah, he got leveled. He got hit hard. He got flipped over. Just jogging it off.
And now his coach gets to him and says, no. It's okay to walk. It is okay to walk off the field. Because, yes, it is. It is okay to just walk off the field at this point. That's Carter Long. So the clock is stopped at 7:54. So we have the one thing. I guess I thought they would play. I've seen officials just go through the injury. These officials all decided they weren't.
Yeah.
I don't know what the rule
Every
is.
Every one of them had their arms in the stop clock motion.
So, injuries are the only thing that's going to stop our clock today. So it's first and 10 for Alcona at the 26-yard line.
Do you pull your starters at this point? Or
that's the problem. You probably don't have many to recover for them in eight-player football. So Summers is still in there. I think you get Summers in there for one possession or two in the second half, and that's it. Pitch to the left side. Able to cut upfield is number 14, going to be right near that first down marker. That's Richie Schott. He was the one who was hurt right away. It was 14, Richie Schott.
Yes, it was.
And he is back in the game. That's good to see. And so, gain of 9 on the play. It's second down and a yard. Again, 54-0 Alcona. 7:09 to play in our third quarter. We'll have a little quarter break, 1 minute quarter break, which I'm not even sure if we'll go to break at that point. I think we're good on our duties as broadcasters of what we need to do. Second down and a yard. Snap, pitch right side to Bullis. Bullis looking for some room, and he's got the first down. It's just whether or not it'll be first and goal. They mark him down at the 10 or the 11. Gifford made the stop, and they are going to mark him down at the 10-yard line. And so it is first down and goal for Alcona. Played half now of our first, our third quarter. And they do have the sticks. Nope, this is first down and 10.5.
Right.
So this is technically first and 10, but it's first and goal. It's a little pitch pass straight ahead. 32 made the catch, and he's going to lose 3 or 4 yards.
Impressive bending there. He went down, he slid, but he didn't touch the ground. I thought he was going to go down. He didn't. Probably should have because he didn't go anywhere. He just got tackled for it. But
yeah, he lost 5 yards out of it. Yeah, Evan Woods is the one who got the little pop pass. So Summers is still in the game at quarterback, but I think they're kind of going to mix a couple of other guys in.
I mean, they've got, I don't know, 10 people on the sideline, it looks
like.
Yeah,
they've got a good amount on the sideline. They've already had a couple of kids hurt.
Right.
one of them back. Richie Schott is hurt, is back, and then we have not seen Colin Walker again. But at this point, you don't really need to.
No.
Back to that full house set. Second down and 14 from the 14-yard line. Snap, give, right side, Bolus to the corner, and good job by the Mayo defense to string it out. He got back to about the original line of scrimmage, and then he picked up a few yards after that. They're actually going to mark him down way up at the 6. So it'll be third down and goal at the 6-yard line.
Yeah, nice surefire tackling here by the Thunderbolts early. Not letting them get in the end zone.
So they've got energy. That's good.
Yeah, yeah. They
have not quit.
They does not look like they've quit by any means. I mean, the frustration on, you know, alone on Brody's, you know, when he's upset about what's going on, you know, he wants it. He wants it, and that's what you want to see on your team. Don't lose. Don't fight. I mean, don't lose the will to fight.
Third down, man in motion, snap, Summers. Wanted to pass it down, he's just going to run out the right side, and he'll be taken down. It'll be fourth down in a couple of yards.
Chance here. We did see the Thunderbolts in a short field, which obviously ended up in the safety, but a good chance here to keep them out of the end zone.
Be their first time today.
Right.
Alcona has scored a touchdown on every possession. They have 54 points. They've scored... So 8 times 6 is 48, plus 6 is 54. So, yeah, and they have 7 touchdowns so far in the day.
Yeah, and, of course, even most of the time when you're this close, you kick a field goal. They don't usually do that in our
One thing I've never seen in any player football is the kicker. So Summers, who comes in with a relative limp as well.
I was about to say, he looks like he's gingerly
well. Well, they're going to have to call a timeout with
timeout.
The clock is running.
Right.
And you will see, now they did this because they were going to run out of time to call the play.
Correct.
But I have seen this also in the fourth quarter where a team on offense will call a timeout literally just because it burns a minute.
You can burn the time, yeah.
And it's like, well, this is a minute that nobody will get hurt.
Correct.
And that's all we're at right now.
Exactly.
Mayo should really want this play, though. Mayo really wants
this play
because they want to get their first stop of the day. They haven't gotten one yet. They want their first stop.
And out-of-town scoreboard, Gladwin has increased their lead to 28-14 in the third quarter. So Gladwin defending their state title against the Falcons. Went down early, but seems like they've fought back.
Ogama, yeah, going to need one more big play there. Ogama's not built for big plays, but they're going to need one there to get back in the game against the Gladwin Flying G's.
Flying G's. What is a G? We don't know.
Who knows?
But they fly.
That they do. Fourth down and a couple of yards here for Alcona. They go spread offense. Bring Bolus in motion. They're going to run Summers off left. Just use Bolus as a lead blocker and easily into the end zone is Garrett Summers. That's a touchdown, and it is 60-0. Clock will keep on running through the timeout, through the extra point. And now... they essentially have a two-score advantage on the clock. So now it'll take Mayo to score twice to stop the clock. So 60-0 our score.
Well, with this two-point conversion, they can match what they got last year, right? Or no, they scored 82.
They scored 82.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Doubt they get to 82 today. They'd have to take some craziness.
They're not getting in the 80s, no doubt. Two-point conversion, Summers fires into the end zone, and it is caught, but we have a penalty flag, and I'm going to guess a hold. And they do, so it's a hold, so you're going to have to make them do it again. So
can't grab today, boys.
Do not grab a thing today. These might be clear holds. I don't know. We're not looking, but this is a lot of holding in this game.
Yeah.
A lot of holding.
Yeah, most of it, obviously, they're running out of the box. And so we're not looking at the lineman. We're looking at the quarterback. And so when it happens, it's not necessarily egregious.
And that one there was understandable, too, because it was a snap and it was supposed to be a rollout left. There was tons of pressure to the left. And so then he turned and went to the right. So that offensive lineman is not seeing Garrett Summers run the other way. He's just reacting to him going and grabs him and moves him. There's a snap. Renchensky is in at quarterback. Snap goes over his head, and he'll just dive on it at the 20-yard line. So while this score break goes while they set up for the kickoff, it will end our third quarter. So let's take a break. After three, it is Alcona 60 and Mayo nothing on Hits FM, your power station for sports. So out of the Alcona touchdown and now also the third quarter break, as there were 30 seconds on the clock when Mayo scored. So that clock has since depleted, and now we're starting our fourth quarter. So temporarily stopped while they kick this off. William O'Neill ready to put a foot into it. And it's a squib kick. Fielded by Knapp at the 35. Gets upfield, 45, and up to just about midfield.
Nice effort there by the by the runner there. He kind of squirmed on the ground above it without going down for about 5 yards.
It was 32, who is the return man there, Gage Spitzer. And so now we start our fourth quarter of action. Clock again running. It's 60 to nothing. Alcone over the top of Mayo. This game will last another 11 minutes and 23 seconds, barring an injury.
Outside scorer, the Falcons of Ogama Heights scored 28-21 now.
Good, 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 good. So I got nothing against them flying G's, but...
We cover the Falcons a lot more.
We're very fringe Gladwin people. Very fringe. More West Branch, for sure. More on our sister station, but yes. Snap to Fox. Back to pass, William O'Neill in his face. Throws out left side for his intended receiver, number 20, Gunnar Gifford, just out in front of him. Incomplete. Second down and 10. They marked him down at the 47-yard line. So Mayo is starting on their own 47. If you're Alcona, I mean, you're not going to have your best players. I mean, they have a lot of their secondary players into the game right now. But yeah. Also, you want the shutout. We saw how angry. We were right next to the Houghton Lake coaches yesterday. We saw how angry the Houghton Lake coaches were to lose that shutout. Back to passes. Fox roll out right. Fires deep down the field and into coverage. And going to get a pass interference call. That is going to create 15 yards here for Mayo off the incomplete pass.
It was about double coverage, but he got his hands on it. There might have been contact before. Looked like kind of instantaneous on my eyes, but I'm not going to argue with what the flag says.
15-yard penalty to walk that off. But, to finish that, we saw, you know, yesterday we were next to the Houghton Lake coaches.
Yeah.
And, you know, when they broke that big play Oscoda did to get down to the 5-yard line, it was kind of like, oh, okay, they're going to score. Those coaches were mad. I mean, they wanted that shutout. They want the shutout.
Yeah.
That's a big deal to these defenses.
No, there's nothing better for as a defensive coordinator, defensive coach. Hey, we didn't let him score. You can't let him score negative.
Mile moves up to the 38-yard line, so that's where they'll have it first and 10. They have a running back there with Fox now. There's a snap. Using him as an extra blocker. Fire over the middle and tipped around and incomplete. Almost intercepted by number 14 for Alcona. That is Richie Schott.
Yep, just sending it up, trying to see if one of your guys can bring it down. Good coverage by Alcona. Just couldn't handle the interception there.
8:55 remaining in our contest. 16-0 Alcona. Again, they just have a running back in to try and block William O'Neill.
Big
snap.
Boo.
Fire over the middle. Caught by number 24. That is Ashton Burden. Able to pick up 5 yards on the play. Third down.
Another shout out to the crowd here in Mayo. Any positive thing that happens, they're cheering hard.
And not one of those sarcastic
not at all.
You hear. It's not sarcastic at all.
No, they're happy. They're trying to give confidence to their kids, you know, and I shout them out without cheerleaders, without anything else to motivate these kids. You know, they're trying to.
Third down and 6. Fumbled snap, picked up by the running back. Able to slip a tackle, but not slip the second tackle. Number 20 came up to grab that ball, Gunnar Gifford. And that's a big loss on the play, and it turns third down and 7 into fourth down, about 17.
And it's kind of from yesterday, and we mentioned it earlier. the ball is going on the ground. The team that's going to let the ball hit the ground off these snaps, off any kind of exchanges, is going to have a hard time, just like Oscoda yesterday, and it's happening to Mile right now. It doesn't help you in any way, and it's burying them in already how far they're buried.
Fourth down, they mark it as 18, 7.5 minutes to play here in our contest. Snap to Fox, straight drop back pass, looking deep over the middle. And it will be just off the hands of his intended receiver, number 99, Brock Stewart.
Yeah, a lot of those passes have been just so close. You know, there's not been too many that have been really out of reach, but they can't bring him in. They're just 6 inches, you know, just far away.
So it was 89, Max Raymond, who was the intended receiver. Either way, turnover on downs. Clock keeps running through it. 6:53 left in our contest, 60-0 Alcona. Glad you're here with us on Hits FM. No high school football on Hits FM next week.
Oh, KJC both times?
Both games, KJC.
Okay.
Yeah, our what was supposed to be Thursday game in Whittemore Brethren got moved to Friday, and there's Michigan State on Friday here on Hits FM. So you got college football next week here on Hits FM.
And remember, we're an hour earlier when we go to Brethren.
We will be an hour earlier. Yeah, we're on at 5.
Yes. It is a very far away from Whittemore.
That it is. Snapper Renchensky, the new quarterback in. He hands that one off to 32 Woods. And so that will be a gain of 1, second down and 9. Jacob Renchensky in at quarterback, number 8. 6'2". Senior.
Big boy.
Under 6 minutes now to play. Renchensky gets the call from Coach Jason Summers, and now it's just a whole lot of run it up the gut.
Yeah, and take your time. Get in the huddle.
Yeah.
Take your time snapping the ball. Leave here healthy. Both teams, let's stay healthy, and then, you know, get ready for next week.
Renchensky and shotgun, couple of wide receivers. Snap, quarterback power right up the gut. Able to get a couple of yards on the play. If there's one thing Mayo has done well, they've done pretty well on the interior defensive line.
Yeah, anything up the middle has been basically stopped, absolutely.
Yeah, they've done a good job on the interior defensive line. And, yeah, running up the middle on Mayo might be tough this year because Alcona's got a team who can do it and has not really done it so far. But that gives something Mayo to build on.
Yeah.
Defensively. Hopefully they can then kind of work out the edges and we'll work out the secondary and improve their defense.
I can guarantee you every offense they face isn't going to be like this.
This might be the best offense they play all year.
Yeah.
This at least the hardest to defend.
Yeah. That's a better way to put it. Absolutely.
Third down and 7. Renchensky back to pass. Fires left side. It is caught. Spinning off a tackle is William O'Neill, and he's going to be just short of a first down. And it'll be fourth down and 1. William O'Neill on that play. If he would have powered ahead for the first down, I'd have called him back.
You got to earn the bill.
But, yep, got wrapped up, so he's William O'Neill. 4.5 to play, 60-0 Alcona. So all of you guys are sticking around on this. Troopers to you.
We're glad to have you. Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm sure most people have not. I have no shame in saying that most people have probably turned us off by now. But to those of you who are stuck around, welcome.
We welcome you here, and when we're gone, switch over to KJC, and you can listen to the great game over in Gladwin between the Yogamaw Heights Falcons.
Renchensky powering ahead on the quarterback keeper on 4th and 1, and I'm right on this yard marker. I think they're going to give him the first down, and they do.
Yeah, they flipped the sticks right as you said that. I was staring right at it.
So it is 1st and 10 for Alcona with 3:40 to play. We might be down to our last 4 or 5 snaps.
Yep.
Because I'm sure the officials will be a little liberal with the play clock.
Yeah. I was surprised they were so aggressive with the penalties at the end of the half. You know,
just
with
let it go.
Yeah.
Let it go.
As Elsa
as long as someone's not getting hurt.
Right.
Yeah. Move on. But still their job. Yeah, police. Pitch to the right side. Good hit in the backfield.
58. Braden Gifford.
And that's big-time hit. And while they set up for the next play, let's pause 10 seconds. Station identification on Hits FM, your power station for sports.
WQLB, Tawa City, Michigan, and WKJZ, Hillmont, Alvena.
So Graydon Gifford gets the big hit. Loss of four on the play, so it's second down and 14. We've seen some positives. I mean, this has not been a completely negative day for Maya. I mean, over our arching theme of it, yes, you lose 60 to nothing, but, you know, overarching, we've seen some positives. Good up the middle. I like their two seniors on defense, Chance Kamen and Graydon Gifford.
Yeah.
Renchensky again, that pitch to the right side, spinning off a couple of tackles, and we've got a penalty flag in late here as it was number 32, Evan Woods, who got the ball.
We're picked up only two minutes.
And
so this will just extend.
This just adds to it. This whatever this penalty is. They're backing up, so it's another hold on Alcona. So
probably
it'll still
final,
be second down.
Final two probably plays, pending something crazy.
So it is second and 24. Well, you wanted 9 o'clock. We just crossed over 9.
Yep.
And
it's not that I wanted
2
9
minutes.
O'clock. I was just guessing. You know,
you were just
the,
saying
I was
that,
mathing.
You were saying, so this is the stoppage time we have, is about
right.
a minute and 45 seconds.
And the injuries timeout was the difference.
A minute 45, that's it. And the quarter timeout, that is it.
Well, yeah.
Other than that, we have been moving.
Which we expect, obviously we expected.
Yeah, I mean, it's 60 to nothing. It's been a 6 nothing quarter, it's half.
Right.
6 nothing. It's 54 at halftime. Renchensky, snap on the ground, able to turn, Ooh. Pitch it out front, a little wild pitch, and this might be Mayo football.
Well, there's no celebrating.
And now we've got a penalty flag late. I think this is going to be on Mayo.
And it's going to bring us under a minute.
And it's going to bring it a minute. And honestly, it might end the game. They take their time sorting this out.
I think it was a little extracurricular.
Yeah, it's
like,
after the play.
Like a way away from the play, too. It was up here upfield.
It is, yeah. It was up here. By the time they spot this football, this game's over.
Yeah.
It's 45 seconds. Just tell both teams to go to their benches, and let's get out of here.
And it is against Mayo. I thought it would be. It looked like a little bit of a shove, frustration.
There was a frustration shove by a Mayo player. They walk off 15 yards. We're at 25 seconds, so Alcona does not have to snap the football again, and coaches are taking off headsets. I don't think they're going to snap the football again. And 15 seconds left. Both teams are now leaving the field. The officials are leaving the field. We're calling it right here. So that is the end of our contest. It is Alcona 60 and Mayo nothing on Hits FM, your partner station for sports.